Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. This is a meeting for you and many, many other boys and girls, actually worldwide, who get together by means of radio to be a part of a club where we have a good time together in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, to live for Him every day, to learn His Word, and also to tell others the gospel story. So, you're a part of a large troop of kids who want to stand on the Lord's side. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here with Mr. Woods and the choir kids. We're glad you've joined us, and now let's begin by singing with the choir. Thank you, choir. You know, kids, I used to sing a fun song with children in school about Dr. Ironbeard. Did you ever hear of him? Oh, he was quite a doctor. He bragged on himself like this. Oh, I am Dr. Ironbeard, twilly willy wit boom boom. I'll cure your ills with healing art. Now I can make the blind to walk, deaf to see, and lame to talk. Oh, I'm Dr. Ironbeard, twilly willy wit, boom, boom. I wonder how many people he fooled, don't you? For he was just a quack. He couldn't heal anything or anybody. He made empty promises of nothing, and he couldn't help a soul, not one. Aren't we glad that our Lord Jesus Christ is not like that? Listen to what Matthew 15:30-31 says about him. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. There was no fakery or false promises with the Lord Jesus Christ. He met the exact need of every person. And He can meet your exact need, too. Your first need is for salvation, to repent of your sin and trust Jesus as your Savior and be delivered from death and hell. Then, as you live for Him and pray and call upon His name, He can meet the other needs and problems in your life if you'll turn your life over to Him and seek to glorify His name. Don't be like Dr. Ironbeard and draw attention to yourself, but lift up the Lord Jesus Christ so that others may see Him. Now, here's the choir again.
Yeah.
scene in the book of Judges is a tragedy beyond compare. After Samson's tragic death, the Israelites would not repent or return to God. Like Micah, they mixed God's worship with lust and sin and heathen idolatry until they had no pure truth and didn't fear or obey the Lord. Every man did right in his own eyes, which led them to degradation and at last to repeating the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Here's what happened. A certain Levite had an unfaithful wife, and at last she left him. Marriage vows and God's commandments meant nothing to her. But the Levite was so lonely and unhappy that he finally went to visit her, hoping she would return to live with him again. All went well at first. She invited him in, and her father was delighted, hoping they might patch up their marriage. He kept urging the Levite to stay a little longer. But after 5 days, the Levite declared he must go. He should have left early that morning, or waited until the next day, but he was determined to start that afternoon. Travel was dangerous in that land, but the Levite, his wife, a servant, and 2 donkeys started out. The journey went well, but it soon got late. The servant pleaded, "Master, let's find lodging here in Jebus for the night." "No," answered the Levite, "we can't stay in this town. No Israelites live here. We'll go on to Gibeah." But by the time they arrived, night was settling in. They needed shelter, but Gibeah did not welcome strangers. Sin and lewdness was so ingrained that the Benjamites despised the travelers and shut their doors. No room for needy folks there. Poor Levite, poor wife, poor servant. They were tired and discouraged, and no one seemed to care. Oh, there are boys and girls and grown-ups, too, who are like those travelers, tired of life, discouraged, hungry for the gospel, but no one seems to care. Say, if you're a Christian, get busy telling others of Jesus Christ. Care for others enough to give them the gospel. They had no place to stay, but it was too dark to go further, so the travelers just settled down out in the street. Soon an old man came in late from the field. Dismayed to find strangers out in the street, he asked, "Where are you from and where are you going?" He asked 2 important questions that we all need to answer. Where are you from? You were born with a sinful nature and also have committed sin. You need the Savior. Where are you going? Going to heaven or hell depends on whether or not you face your sin and turn to Jesus Christ, who alone can save. The old man said, "Come on, spend the night with me. Don't even unpack your stuff. I'll provide all you need." He took them home and shared the best he had. What a blessing it was to find someone who cared. As they enjoyed supper, they heard a loud pounding on the door. "Open up!" Fierce, wicked men had surrounded the house. The old man was terrified. He must protect his guests. "No, no," he shouted. "This man is my guest. You cannot have him for your wicked deeds." The mob persisted. In desperation, the old man made an awful bargain. "Let my guest alone, and I'll send out my daughter and the Levite's wife to you. But leave the man alone." "No, no," they shouted. "Send us the man." Frantic, the Levite grabbed his wife and shoved her out to the vile mob. Her screams for help were useless. Finally, at dawn, the men dumped her, limp and helpless, at the old man's door. She was treated worse than an animal. Sin was so deep in the city that a woman's life meant nothing. It's the gospel that lifts up women and gives them standing. Every girl should want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Next morning, the Levite got ready to leave, but when he opened the door, there lay his wife at the threshold where she had crawled begging for help. The heartless Levite demanded, "Get up, we have to go now." But there was no response. Her lifeless body lay cold and dead. She got no sympathy. Instead, the Levite was wild with anger. He took her body home and, like a butcher, chopped it, bones and all, into 12 pieces and sent a piece to every tribe of Israel, demanding revenge for the Benjamites' evil. All Israel was enraged and immediately waged war. They burned the city of Gibeah and killed 25,000 Benjamite soldiers. But they lost men too. Other wars had pitted the Israelites against enemy nations. Now it was civil war. They weren't fighting an outside enemy, an honorable battle for right. They were fighting each other, a dishonorable war due to their own corruptness. Their sin had led to their doom. Dear young person, don't let your life be a tragedy. Stand for Christ. Be true to Him. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.